ヒーローズの前回までのあらすじ。
I can hear rain coming from 40 miles away. I can even hear someone's moods.
There are others out there like you.
I can feel them. We'll find the Minder. All of them. It's our destiny.
Ando.
Go home, Ando. I made a mistake by bringing you along. Hero, please.
I was surprised to learn the Lindemann Group recently invested in your campaign.
I don't know why you'd be surprised. Mr. Lindemann was a good friend of my father's.
Mr. Lindemann wants, Mr. Lindemann gets. Bang.
Has he been located?
The Haitian?
How long was he hiding, Claire?
Take it, it's been months.
Just one more thing.
When should we be expecting Claire?
I'll bring her in now. I want her to protect you. I tried to be the best dad I could.
This is goodbye.
You don't have to do this.
There can't be any doubt casting your father. Claire, turn around. Cover your ears.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, Claire Bear.
Go deep. Take anything that would lead them to her.
With just one bullet, I can be a hero.
Show yourself!
Isaac accidentally shoots Simone. Peter appears, holding her in his arms as her life ebbs away. Chapter 18, Parasite. Peter Petrelli and Isaac Mendez, Lower Manhattan.
I thought she was you. It was supposed to be you. Can't you do something? She's dead.
Isaac slumps back in shock as Peter carries Simone through Isaac's apartment. He sets her down and gazes at her.
It's your fault. You did this.
As Isaac starts firing, Peter runs, becoming invisible. As the door shuts, seemingly by itself, Isaac breaks down. A man greets guests at a Las Vegas casino.
Yokoso. Yokoso.
Hero arrives.
Hey, you stop right there.
What is the problem? I am here with two from Osaka.
Security just flagged you. You must be some kind of cheat.
What?
You already got a warning. Most people don't even get that.
It is okay. I am invited now by Mr. Lindemann.
Well, in that case...
The man's massive colleague throws Hiro onto the street. You can't stop me. Bigger men than you have tried. I will find a way inside. Somehow. Mr. Bennett stares.
It's all gone.
So you honestly don't remember anything?
I told you I'm trying. The last thing I remember is driving home from the hospital with my wife. After that, it's gray, blank.
Mm-hmm. So Sprague and Parkman taking your family hostage, shooting your daughter, a bullet clean through your side. You think something there might have made an impression?
My daughter is missing. So right now, I don't care if you believe me or what you do to me.
I just want her home, safe. You can kill me if you want. I'm gonna find her.
Settle down. We'll tear you new stitches if you're not careful. Well, clearly your partner's gone rogue, taking a pie slice of your memory with him. You did the same thing to your wife and son. They remember even less.
When can I go after them?
Sorry. Can't let that be your errand.
She's my daughter.
She's an assignment. Or have you forgotten? We gave her to you, took her out of a bassinet, put her in your hands, and told you to take her home. And that's after you said no thank you. Now, I appreciate you taking an interest in her beyond the needs of the assignment, but that indulgence ends now.
You expect me to do nothing?
I expect you to do whatever we ask of you.
Thompson walks out, leaving Mr. Bennett wincing. On the other side of a two-way mirror, Matt to Candace.
Well, what do we think?
He's telling the truth. He doesn't know anything.
You owe me $5.
Wait, we got a deal. I help you out, you let me go.
Take it easy, partner. We'll get there.
What? Hey! Hey!
Claire Bennett, somewhere along Route I-90.
You haven't said anything all day.
I thought you'd prefer it. It's not like you'll tell me where we're going anyway.
As soon as I know where we're going, I will tell you.
When can I go back to my family?
Shall I lie to you and say it will be soon? You know what we run from.
Yeah, the people you and my dad work for.
What they will do. That even you can recover from.
Great. Thanks, Dad.
You cannot understand the level of sacrifice he made so you might live. You must honor that.
Claire's eyes glisten with tears. The Haitian gets out of the car and walks to a payphone. While he makes a call, Claire gets out and looks around.
Marseille.
He replaces the handset with a grim expression, wanders back to the car, and looks at Claire over the roof.
Is it safe to go back?
No. We leave the country tonight.
He gets in, and she thinks before getting in herself, the breeze ruffling her blonde hair. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Nathan Petrelli, Manhattan. His office.
Sorry, Mr. Petrelli, these men wanted to see you. They're from the
FBI. A federal agent, Quesada. This is Agent Alonso. We'd like to speak with you concerning illegal campaign contributions you may have received from the Lindemann Group.
The man who showed the agents in leaves the room.
The FBI is curious why the Las Vegas-based Lindemann Group would be so interested in helping a New York candidate.
My father served as an in-house attorney for the group before he passed away.
The room is scanned for bugs.
It's all right. We're clear. No one's listening.
You agreed there'd be no face-to-face.
And you agreed to deliver Lindemann?
I'm the one who brought you in here, remember? I'd appreciate a little discretion as opposed to a surprise office visit.
No one outside this office knows you're working with us. Linderman's requested a meeting with you at his casino tonight. Any guesses why?
I'm still 4 points behind. He's going to tell me how he plans to put me ahead and what's expected of me after I win.
Yeah, we were thinking the same thing. And we want you to record it.
You want me to wear a wire?
You're the only one on our side who can get enough incriminating evidence to put him behind bars. We need this, Mr. Petrelli. And so do you. Otherwise, he walks. We'll contact you when you land in Vegas.
The men leave Nathan deep in thought. As they let themselves out, Nathan closes his eyes. He gets up and looks around to see Peter standing in the office.
How long have you been working with the FBI?
Since Hardy's accident. I'm gonna take Linderman down for a long time, Peter.
I thought I could be a hero and save the world. Instead, I just killed...
What is that? That's not your blood, is it?
It's Simone. Eisner shot her. She's dead. She's dead.
Did you call the police?
No.
Okay, here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna make an anonymous phone call, okay? You'll have had absolutely nothing to do with
But I did. She's dead because of me. I don't know what to do.
Sister, you don't do anything. Do you understand? This is not the time for you to get noble. Okay, just stay with me.
I can't. As long as I'm alive, everyone around me is in danger.
Suresh. We can call Suresh. Okay? He can study you. He can... He's working on a cure.
Is it too late for that?
Nathan holds up a finger.
Sir, you have your flight to Vegas.
Just tell the driver to wait.
Nathan turns back to his office and sees a door opening.
Peter!
He goes to it. Mr. Bennett arrives home.
Well, there you are. Lyle's watching paper for you in the other room. I'm gonna run to the gym before there's an ellipto line. I tell you, that flood in our basement's turned into a right vacation for this family. Too bad Claire's missing it all with that cheerleading retreat.
He takes a photo of Claire from a drawer and holds out a ringing mobile.
I'm not going to answer that. I got the dog hotel giving me hourly updates on Mr. Muggles. They hate me.
Sorry, I have to take a trip.
Now?
What else? You stay here, take care of Lyle. I'll be back as soon as I can. If anyone comes looking for me...
Stop. You can't go.
What are you doing? Why are you whispering?
Because you told me to yesterday.
I thought you didn't remember anything about yesterday.
You told me to pretend that man took my memory. He took me in the shower. You told me everything.
I told you?
What you really do. Who you work for. And what happened to Claire.
Do you know where she is? You know I can't remember.
No. But you told me you were protecting her. You said you sent her away so she'd be safe. And that if you went after her, I should give you this.
Claire's with friends, don't go after her. This is my writing.
They glance at the door.
We can't let anybody know about this.
Don't worry. I know how to play dumb.
He smiles.
I can never love you enough.
You do fine.
He strokes her face, then gets the door.
Thought of you more as a John Denver type. That your wife? Your painter friend from New York tried to reach you. I chatted with him for you. Apparently, he's got himself a dead girlfriend. Nice guy.
Thompson doesn't need me on this one. I need to be here with my family.
This isn't a request. This is an assignment. You do remember assignments, don't you?
I'll get my things.
She wedges her foot in the door before it closes, then saunters in and smiles.
Let me guess. Another paper emergency.
Huge order mix-up in Fresno. Sorry for stealing your husband, Mrs. Bennett. It's just that he's the best guy we've got in a pinch. I like your hair.
Sandra smiles. Sila to Mohinder.
So this is the list.
Yes, what's left of it. Most of these people are missing or dead. I want to run your DNA sample against my father's formula. We can take you someplace safe.
But this is your father's formula. This is how he made the list, how he found me.
Yes, although I haven't figured out what it is looking for. Specific gene, codons, there are 3 billion base pairs in human DNA. It's a proverbial needle.
Did my DNA help?
No.
Okay, well, Mahinder, you've been driving all night. Why don't you just take a break?
I can't. These people are in danger. We have to warn them. If Sila gets to them first...
Exactly. So let me help. Let me hear. Now, this one is in New York. Isaac Mendez. I'll call him. And you just relax. Just take a minute.
You're very kind. Zane, thank you.
You have no idea how alone I used to feel, how insignificant. You've given me hope.
Hope is great. We need caffeine.
So this formula, if you figure it out, how many of us will you find?
Who knows? Hundreds? Thousands? Maybe more.
It's busy. I'll get him later. Two new friends. This is good. What is it?
Chai. It's a special blend my father brought from India.
Who are we going to call next?
No one. I already have you. Mr. Sila.
Sila stares at Mohinder blankly and frowns as his vision blurs and his cup falls from his hand. Sila passes out. Hero sitting outside the casino when Nathan comes up to him.
Hero.
Yes, I'm Petrelli.
Fire!
Not here.
Sorry.
They head inside the casino.
Frying man!
Let me guess. You're still trying to steal that sword from Mr. Linderman? Which friend?
Andol? I sent him back to Japan. This mission getting too dangerous for him.
I think I know what you mean. You can't protect everyone. Sometimes it's better to go it alone. The more people you try and help,
the more people get hurt. Please, you must help me. I can't get past casino security giant.
When I first met you, I thought you were nuts.
It's okay. I thought you were mean. But now I know. You pretend you do not care about anyone. But you care too much.
It's really important, dude. Get your powers back, huh?
It is important for everyone.
Follow me.
You know who I am?
Of course, Mr. Petrelli.
My friend here is making a delivery from me to Mr. Linderman. Something he's expecting.
I didn't realize.
It's like you've been around long enough to know what happens when Mr. Linderman doesn't get something he's expecting. Or do I have to paint you a picture?
He can take it to the curator.
That work for you?
Vivian Lewis? My name is Vivian, and I'm from Canada. Are you kidding me?
I do not need you happy. Only safe.
There's nothing left of me. Everything I am is going to disappear the second I get on that plane. My friends, my family, me.
I can make you forget it all if that's what you would prefer. There's nothing left for you here. No one to trust.
She thinks for a moment.
No, you cannot see him again.
Peter Petrelli is the only person I know I can trust. More than you. He cares about me. Why can't I hide in New York with him?
He's not in a position to be responsible for you or himself. Come.
Boarding pass and ID. Boarding pass ID.
Claire proceeds through the security gate. The Haitian searches for his documents.
Sorry, sir, only ticketed passengers are allowed beyond this board.
The Haitian watches Claire disappear into the crowd. She takes the Haitian's ticket and passport out of her pocket and dumps them into a bin.
Isaac Mendez, NYPD, we have a few questions for you.
Leaving Simone on the bed, Isaac answers the door.
Mr. Mendez? Detective Jeff Tracy, NYPD. You know this woman, Simone Duval?
She and I, we broke up recently.
We received an anonymous phone call that she might be hurt.
Some of your neighbors said they heard an argument, then gunshots. You mind if we take a look around?
Isaac. What's going on?
Simone walks through the door.
Simone?
Detective Tracy looks at her picture.
Oh, ma'am. Apparently not. Sorry for taking your time.
Simone, you're alive.
Lucky you.
My. You're very useful.
Simone and her surroundings ripple as she changes back into Candace, the real Simone lying on the bed behind her.
So special. Just like you. And Simone's... she's traveling Europe. Indefinitely. As far as the rest of the world is concerned. There's a crew coming to clean up this mess.
How am I supposed to pretend this didn't happen?
Maybe you should have thought about that before you shot her. Twice. What's the matter, sweetie? You want to shoot me again?
She changes back into a bloody Simone.
Enough.
Back as Candace, she heads for the door.
Take me with you.
That's not our assignment.
Please. I don't know what to do.
Of course you do. You keep painting.
My condolences.
They leave. Jessica and Micah are lying on a bed. Jessica is playing a video game.
Here we go.
When did you get so good?
I'm unemployed. What do you think I do all day when you're at school?
Wow.
One more?
I can't. I'm going to be late for the bus.
So be late. I'm not going to learn anything at school that you don't already know.
Love you.
As Micah heads out, Jessica strolls over to a full-length mirror and looks at Nikki's reflection.
I do a better you than you.
DL comes in.
Did you think I wouldn't find out?
About what?
He shows her a photo of Nathan.
Where'd you get that?
It was on my pillow.
She takes it.
Well, I didn't put it there. Were you digging through my stuff?
Don't turn this around on me, Nikki. You said no more secrets. Now I found out you're going to Linderman's casino for what? What's he got you doing with this guy?
It's nothing. Linderman called and he asked me to be a dealer. That's it.
You know you're not talking about just dealing cards here.
That's all this is. Don't you trust me?
I promise you, I won't do anything that I don't want to.
She kisses her finger and puts it to his lips, then gives him a kiss. He smiles, but as he walks away, the smile drops from his face. Jessica glares at Nikki's reflection.
You left that for him, didn't you?
Nikki glares back at her.
Cute.
Jessica loads a handgun. Siler's tied to a chair and hooked up to an IV.
I can't feel my fingers. It's the curare. It induces paralysis of the brain, which means you can't control your abilities. Whoever you think I am, I'm not.
You are the man who murdered my father. Do you still expect me to believe you're Zane Taylor? Zane was killed 3 days ago, the same day I met you. And you thought you were so clever giving me his DNA. You're a parasite. You killed my father and fed off his work. Let me hear you say it. Tell me your name. Say it. I want to hear you say it.
Siler!
There's only one thing to do with a parasite. Kill it before it kills again.
You're just like your father, murderers, the both of you.
I'm a scientist.
Your father said that, but he kept leading me to...
He had no idea what you were.
He knew. He might not have admitted it, but after all, we were making so much progress together. Why would he stop?
You know nothing about my father!
I know everything. He confided in me. He told me things he felt he could never tell you. Things about your sister, Shanti. He thought you were too... What's the word? Fragile. To know the truth. That's why he liked me. You were always seeking his approval while I provided stimulation. He gave up on you. But he adored me. Now who's the real parasite here?
Mohinder presses the barrel of the gun against Tyler's forehead, then withdraws it.
You're right. My father did want answers. He called you Patient Zero. You're the template he used to create this formula. You're the key to unlocking its secret. As much as I'd like to, killing you will not give me what I need.
So what are you gonna do?
I'm going to take a sample of your spinal fluid. And it's going to hurt. You might actually do some good before you die.
He sticks a needle into the back of Siler's neck. In the casino, lift doors open and Hiro steps out into Linderman's museum. With a huge smile on his face, he walks down the center of the large room. Isaac's paintings are on display, the New York explosion, Peter Petrelli flying. Hiro makes his way to a man sitting at a desk at the end of the room, examining ancient pieces of text. Hiro's about to put the painting tube on the desk.
There are so few Dead Sea fragments left in the world. It'd be a pity if you crushed this one.
So many things.
You brought the new Mendez?
This one is very special.
The curator takes out the painting.
This painting is ripped and repaired with scotch tape.
Yes, very special.
Is there something else?
I need the sheet for delivery.
The curator goes into a back room. Hiro darts over to the computer and types sword Kenzai into the search box. It searches through images of swords until it stops at one, and a drawer automatically opens.
Mikke.
I found you. Hiro wheels a ladder over to the towering wall of drawers and climbs up to the open drawer. He reaches for the sword.
There are 754 members of the security team in this hotel. All of them with the instructions to drop what they're doing and come running if I push this button.
He pushes the button. The computer flashes lockdown mode and the main doors close.
The sword you thought you'd steal, do you even realize who it belonged to?
Takezo Kensei. He was a hero.
Security, sir.
This man tried to steal from Mr. Lindemann.
It's Ando.
Ando-kun!
Ando, how did you...
I knew you'd set off an alarm eventually. I've been following you.
Hiro hugs him joyfully. What about the other 753 members of security? They wedge a desk against the doors. Nathan speaks into his lapel pin.
Lindemann's going to be asking for me in about an hour. I'm not in the mood for crap, so I'm going to go straight to my room.
I guess it's hard to act natural when you're going after the whale.
Maybe you'll chat up a few more Japanese tourists. What the hell is that pizza?
Hi. Hi, Agent Alonzo. Quesada. Mr. Lindemann sends his regards. And a suggestion. Don't run surveillance on a man from inside his own hotel. It's really tacky. Kick over your guns.
They do as they're told.
Down.
They get on their knees, looking
so
wary.
It's easier working with professionals.
Jessica levels the gun at their heads.
I finally found it. That's it, these four simple genes, they answer everything. Now, I can make a new list. I can find them, save them.
And what about me? Don't I deserve to be saved? Aren't I just a victim too? I didn't ask for this.
And what would you have me do?
Help find a way. Give me salvation. Give me your damn list so I can sink my teeth in!
Mohinder goes over to him.
I'm a natural progression of the species. Evolution is a part of nature, and nature kills. Simple, right?
What you've done is not evolution, it's murder. What I am doing is revenge. Now I can fulfill my duty as a son.
He aims his gun at Sila's head. Sila jerks in his seat. Tendrils of smoke rise from the gun barrel, with the bullet suspended in midair, inches from Sila's face. He looks at it, and it drops to the floor. Sila fixes Mohinder with an intense stare.
I wasn't taking it from my life. I was offering you yours.
His restraints spring open, and he stands up.
So determined you didn't even notice I stopped the IV.
He looks at the IV, and the valve switches on and off.
You might actually do some good before you die. Starting with that list.
Mohinder's paralyzed with fear as Sila approaches him. In his studio, Isaac looks at the sketch of Peter and Simone kissing under the red umbrella. Then he overturns the carts of paint supplies and digs out a box. He opens it, revealing his drugs paraphernalia. Now high, Isaac looks at the ceiling, his eyes completely white. He starts the paint. He sweeps the brush across the canvas, wearing an intense expression. He paints a picture of himself with the top of his head sliced off. Then another view of his body lying on the floor, a gun nearby. Isaac steps back and his eyes return to normal. He looks at the images of his own death. Nathan turns a corner where Nikki confronts him, her reflection cast in a wall mirror. She opens his shirt and rips off his wire.
Wearing this could get a person killed.
Okay, sorry. Easy.
Listen to me. I don't know how much time we have before she comes back.
Who?
Jessica, the woman that they sent after you.
You picked the wrong day to screw with me.
Thunderman knows about the wire and the FBI.
Then you know the FBI can hear everything we're saying.
No, they can't. They're dead. Linderman knows that you turned on him.
Did you come here to kill me? Or warn me?
Just trust me.
Well, you're back early. Hey, good news. I convinced the hotel to let us keep Mr. Muggles in the room.
That is good news.
I've been going out of my head. Thinking everybody's watching me, waiting for me to make a mistake. Did you find her?
Oh, I can't do that. If I know where she is, they can extract it from me. I need you to be strong a little while longer. We both have to pretend that we have no idea what happened so Claire will be safe.
But the company...
has to be stopped for good. It's the only way to make sure that Claire will stay safe.
He kisses her.
I didn't know that I could talk to you like this. I always just thought that you'd be so furious at me for all the lies and deceit.
Right now, we just have to take care of Claire. We'll talk about us later. Must be the kennel.
Hello? Yes, it is. Yes, he is going to be a problem. Why don't we do it right now?
She motions for Mr. Bennett to wait 1 second. Then Thompson and several men step up behind her. Mr. Bennett looks at her with alarm. Sandra warps back into Candace.
Sorry.
In Lindemann's museum, Hero takes the sword from the drawer and clutches it in his hands, staring at it in awe. He unsheathes it, holds it up and cries, "I did it!" The doors are starting to give way.
Gail!
Don't worry about me. You must go. You have the sword. You can teleport out of here.
No, come. We both go.
Both?
As the guards bust open the doors, Hero puts his hands on Ando's shoulders and they teleport away. They find themselves on the roof of a dilapidated building. Looking around, Hero says, "Oh no." This looks like...
What happened?
It's the future. The bomb. We didn't stop it. They stare at a demolished New York City. I failed. Claire stands outside Peter's apartment door. She checks a slip of paper, then knocks. Angela answers the door.
I'm sorry, I hope I have the right address. I'm looking for Peter Pacelli.
You picked a terrible time to do that. Peter's not here just now.
You may as well come inside, Claire.
Looking nervous, Claire steps into the apartment.
Écoutez, j'ai fait tout ce que j'ai pu. Elle aurait bien fini par trouver sa propre voie.
Claire turns her shocked gaze from the Haitian back to Angela.
I'm your grandmother. And I've been trying to protect you, but you haven't made that very easy. Quite stubborn, aren't you? Just like your father.
In Nathan's hotel room.
Linderman hired her to kill the FBI and keep you in line.
Who?
Let's just say I owe her. He's gonna offer you a deal. If you go in there, you have to take it.
Spend the rest of my life with this boot on my neck? No, thank you.
Then run. Get your family and run. You said that you had kids. Two boys?
I can't do that.
You don't have any other option.
Yeah, I do. Get you
and knock me out.
Why?
So that Jessica knows she's not in control anymore.
Who's Jessica?
You want this gun?
She points it at him. Having punched her, Nathan now follows a security guard into a glass lift. He reaches for the button.
Mr. Lindemann won't be meeting you in his office.
The lift descends, and Nathan follows the guard through the hotel kitchens. The guard stops in a busy part of the kitchen, chefs bustling about. A man with his back to Nathan, sporting thick white hair at the back, is chopping an onion. Nathan approaches him. Mr. Lindemann turns round, wearing an apron. He has a trimmed white beard and a receding hairline.
Do you enjoy vegetables, Mr. Petrelli?
The chefs clear out.
Zucchini when the mood strikes, but not as a rule. You know, you could probably hire someone to do that for you.
Oh, yeah. I like to cook. It's my meditation. One aims for perfection in one's life, but one doesn't find it very often. For me, this is about as close as it gets. Voila! A pot pie. Wholesome, warm, healthy. That's, of course, if you can live without the cream sauce. Personally, I can't. I mean, what's the point? You know, people can sleep or they can gamble. Or they can even make love when they're miserable. But I think that most people eat when they're happy. I like to see people happy. Are you happy, Nathan?
Not especially. I guess I have a few issues that plague me.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that. You see, I think there comes a time when a man has to ask himself whether he wants a life of happiness or a life of meaning.
I'd like to have both.
Can't be done. Two very different paths. I mean, to be truly happy, a man must live absolutely in the present. I mean, with no thought of what's gone before and no thought of what lies ahead. But a life of meaning. A man is condemned to wallow in the past and obsess about the future. And my guess is that you've done quite a bit of obsessing about yours this last few days.
Nathan takes Nikki's handgun out of his pocket.
Now you can't have any of my pot pie.
Mr. Lindemann looks thoughtful, but unconcerned.
I won't hold it against you. Lots of men have tried to kill me.
And I'll be the last.
Of course, you can pull that trigger, Nathan. You'll be taking both of our lives. You'll be dead within moments. Or I could offer you something.
I'm not interested in anything you have to offer me.
I think you are. I think there are things you need to hear, things that I know about.
Too late for that.
That you can fly, for instance? Or about your brother, Peter? And his small problem. Your daughter, even. And all those others out there like you.
Mr. Lindemann steps towards him, and Nathan steps back, still pointing the gun at him.
Just information, Nathan. You're gonna win your election, I'll see to that. And 2 years from now, through a series of fluke circumstances, you will find yourself in the White House. A heartbeat away from the presidency. A life of meaning, Nathan. Think about it. The choice is yours.
Mr. Lindemann turns back to his chopping board. Nathan keeps the gun aimed at the back of his head, then after a moment, lowers it.
Sir Ash?
Peter enters the dark apartment. The IV drip is lying on the floor. He looks around at the disheveled apartment, frowning. He walks across the room, over to the map. He feels something on his head and scratches it. His fingers come back red. Blood suddenly drips onto his face from above, and he looks up to see Mohinder pinned to the ceiling. Peter looks round to face Syla.
You're like me, aren't you?
He grips Peter by the jaw. Syla slowly moves his finger, slicing Peter's forehead. Blood drips onto the floor, followed by a lock of Peter's hair. To be continued.